Okay, so let's continue in Shaar HaSimcha, in Orchas Tzaddikim. I apologize for the change in time. The learning is always should be a schus l'nishmas Chaim Elazar ben Shenaryeh and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should be a schus for Shleim of Chaim Zayin ben Menorachel, Chanaleh ben Shedirachel, and Abadati ben Peril, and a schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he's continuing here in the topic of Shaar HaSimcha, and as I've started with each of the past few shiurim, Bitachon is a big part of being Simcha because in order for you to be happy, you have to be secure, and in order to be secure, you have to have proper Bitachon in Hashem. So he says like this, a person has to trust in Hashem, that Hashem will give him success in his business, and not rely on the business itself. But he should think Hashem Yisbarach. But realize that they're only a means in order for him to get the bracha from Hashem. Now, remember, he doesn't say that a person will become rich. He says shi'atzicheu, that you'll be successful. You have to recognize that the success that you get is coming from Hashem. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're making $1 million. He just means that whatever success comes, you recognize that it comes from Hashem and not because of your efforts. And he says it's comparable to a person who's chopping wood with an axe. If you analyze it, what's the item, the keli that's actually chopping the wood? It's the axe. The axe, without the axe, the wood would not be chopped. Nevertheless, if you have an axe on the floor, nothing's happening. It comes from the wood chopper. It doesn't come from the axe. Says it's this the blade is just the instrument to cut. And the Adam Malacha, so a person that has any job or business, through which he supports his family, we shouldn't think that if my business goes away, I won't be able to provide for my family. Rather, we should think Imloya. I wouldn't be doing this job. Meaning, it's not talking about not doing ishtadlus. He's saying if you do ishtadlus and your business is not successful, doesn't mean you can't get parnasa. You can get it some other way. It's not the job that brings the parnasa. You do ishtadlus, and through that, Hashem allows you to get what's it called? To get parnasa. So where is it? Here, my. I had my father-in-law draw this painting, which is something that David sent me. You guys on the, yeah, I have to unblur my background. Okay, so this is one of my favorite pictures because this picture of the guy on the boat, you have here the Hishtadlus on one side of the boat, and then you have your Bitachon on the other side of the boat with the fish jumping in. And that's a perfect demonstration of how it works. You have to do Hishtadlus. Whether the Hishtadlus leads to it is up to Hashem. Hashem may bring it through the job or Hashem may bring it some other way. But ultimately, no matter which way it comes, it's not coming because of your efforts. Or it's coming, it might come through your efforts, but that's being orchestrated by Hashem. Because everything that a person does, right, the ultimate success, we talked about this many times when we were doing Shaar HaBitachon. The only power that we have is to choose whether we want to act. But the actual results are not in our hands. That's what he's saying. He's saying you could choose whether to do Ishtadlus, ultimately, whether you actually get to do the Ishtadlus or whether the Ishtadlus leads to the Parnassah, that's not your domain. There are many messengers for Hashem, like the pasuk says. There's nothing that prevents Hashem from saving us, whether it's with a lot of resources, or whether it's with very little. And the pasuk says, Hashem is the one who gives us power to succeed. And the pasuk says in Zechariah, it's not by my might. I'm sorry, it's not by might or power, it's through my ruach that ultimately a person is successful. Similarly, he says, he says, similarly, even when your entire parnasa is tied to one individual, don't put your belief, your trust in that person. So if you're an employee and you have one boss who's the owner, don't think that, well, I need that guy to continue to keep me hired, to keep me employed, because otherwise I'm going to lose my parnasa. At the end of the day, you say, listen, ultimately the parnasa is from Hashem. You can't just say the words without feeling it inside. You have to thank and you have to praise Hashem. Meaning you have to demonstrate that you really believe it. How? By continuously thanking Hashem and praising Hashem for delivering your parnasa. I'll give you an example. I have 100 blind people, one guy after the other. We call echad sam yada al kasef chaver. Each one puts his hand on the shoulder of the friend. Ubaraish kulam yesh ish haraya. At the front of this train, you have one guy that sees umani kulam acharav, and he's leading the 100 blind men. They call echad yodea. Each guy knows shafal pisha sam yada al kasef chaver, and that even though he's putting his hand on the shoulder of his friend who's also blind, the humanigoy, and that's leading him. But ultimately, the reason why they're getting anywhere is not because of the guy in front of you, even though he is directly leading you. Rather, it's because of the guy in the front. And if that guy in the front leaves them, they're all going to trip and fall. This is what a person should take to heart. We human beings are all like blind people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the leader. And although everybody might be helped through the help of his friend, right? They're like a blind person standing in front of us. But it's really coming from the leader, from Hashem. All of his ways are just, and a person should not question it in any way. Okay. So let's stop here, and Amir Hashem, we will continue this tomorrow.